Welcome to Tom Papa's Come to Papa.
Welcome to another edition of Come to Papa, your favorite podcast among all the other podcasts. Here we sit, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, full fat, facing a crossroads. What do? Just keep plowing and eating all the way through until January? Do we try and control ourselves, tap the brakes, try and be good and light it up again close to Christmas? Which way are you going to play it, folks? What version of you this year? I think it was last year when I decided to just eat straight through.
Oh, yeah?
And I think I'm still carrying that weight.
I hit bottom last week. So I was still not recovering, but you're just kind of disheveled. So I did the... The 10 p.m. yoga class last night.
Wow, you went back.
Got me in the groove.
Nice.
So we're trying to...
All right, so you're taking the fitness path.
Well, it's 1 month. 1 month of Christmas.
Yeah.
So...
I went for a run yesterday and the day before. I decided I was going to dial it in, too. You just can't... You're right. A month. It's a long time.
Yeah.
Pick your battles.
So if you focus... Then you can have fun on Christmas and New Year's, and then when everyone else is making their New Year's resolutions, you cannot feel as bad.
The problem is you open up the holiday door, and all of a sudden, even if you're skipping the big meals and waiting to celebrate on the special days, the house is filled with chocolates and little cheeses, and people are sending you gifts, and it's a minefield out there, but... Let's try and dial it in. Let's try and stay a little focused. I'll be heading to New York. Actually, Thursday, I'll be in Chicago doing Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Oh, nice.
Which will air on Saturday. Always a fun show. Then I'm sliding over to New York City for Live From Here, which will be on Saturday, 6 p.m. East. I'll be doing Out in America from New York City. And then... The following week is Gotham Comedy Club, my yearly December around the holidays, Friday and Saturday, Gotham Comedy Club shows, and another Live From Here, and a live Come to Papa on that Tuesday or Monday the 10th. And then a final Live From Here on December 26th, at Live From Here in New York at Town Hall. And then we slide into Christmas. So it's a lot of New York. If you're in the New York area, hit it up. If you want a book for the holidays, this would be a good time to go to Amazon and buy it.
Yes.
It's a good gift for anyone in your family. Just saying. Also, there's a lot of tickets for sale. If you want to give those as gifts, go to paulhasawebsite.com or tompapa.com. And there's lots of tickets for lots of live shows. So Thanksgiving was a culinary success, I would say.
Yeah.
I think everything, it is a ton of work.
Right.
It is a lot of cooking. Happy to do it, but I'm happy it's off my mind now.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
It's a couple weeks of prep and thinking and figuring it all out, but it literally, I think, could not have been more precise.
Yeah.
Than it was.
It was pretty perfect. Like, you had the amount of people... Which was probably fluctuating, like we were talking about. It's like you're running your own restaurant.
Yeah,
it was just you.
Yeah, and the size of the turkey ended up being perfect. We got 15 pounds, which yeah. The other one was going to be when I was standing in the store, standing at the counter, and I had ordered a turkey, and the guy came out with the low end of what my order was, which was a 10-pound turkey, and he was holding in his hands. It looked like a baby chick.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. I don't think so. And I was like, give me 15. I know it's way too much, but I'll go 15. And thank God we did. because there was very little left over.
Yeah, that was perfect. It was a picturesque turkey.
It was, wasn't it?
I don't know if we got... Did you take any pictures of it?
I only have a picture of the carcass at the end.
Because we have... Well, on
such a shame.
On Patreon, I got the pie contest videos are up.
Nice.
So... I don't know if we should talk
about
that.
Yeah, I saw we got some new subscribers. That was fun.
Yeah, we got a couple new people. We got Evelyn requested seeing Tom's face during the bad jokes. So we got the bad jokes video up there.
Oh, boy. thank you for supporting that. And we're going to... we also put up an extra podcast for that. We're going to post for everybody. Someone said that we did not post the live Halloween special, which was seems a little weird to post now, but he wants to hear it, so we're going to serve it up. So I'll do that. We'll give everybody a double shot this
week. Nice. Any requests, let us know. Patreon.com/cometopapa.
Yeah. So the turkey, everything looked really great. The cranberry sauce, it was a huge hit. Real cranberries served with jalapenos, sugar, water, and lemon. Oh man, that dish comes out great. There is something a little magical about that little dish.
It's a surprise.
So simple, but it's a little bit of a surprise. And then everything came out great. And then we had a great meal. You know, like I said before, a lot of times people complained throughout the years that it's so hard to make turkey and turkey's dry. People had bad turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
People had these just factory farm, gigantic, sick-ass birds. And now we actually can get our hands on better stuff. So I think that it's not like I'm an amazing chef that can pull off this turkey. I think you just follow the rules and it comes out pretty great.
I have a theory. And why? So, most people, they spend all their time on the turkey because they can hang their hat on the turkey.
Right.
But you are serving more than half vegetarians.
Yes.
So, that puts more pressure on the rest of the stuff. So, most times, if you just have the turkey and the turkey's great, if one of the sides doesn't come out, big deal.
Right.
You got the meal. But that's the meal for half of the people in the house.
This podcast is the only place I can really crow about the turkey.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like, you know, because you're surrounded by vegetarians, you can't be really, you got to kind of keep it to yourself when it's amazing and really great. I had a turkey sandwich on Sunday, just like white bread. Turkey, cranberry sauce, and stuffing all on the thing with mayo. Oh, it was so great. But this is the first time I'm talking about it.
Don't you feel that?
I just eat it quietly in the corner of the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that theory is totally correct. The meal was pretty much done. I was feeling pretty strong, and then I realized the vegetarian stuffing has to be made. And all of a sudden, you have a 12-step... recipe for that, and that put me over the edge. That was like, all right, by the time that was done, it was like I was ready to throw in the towel.
And you were worried about, like, labeling stuff. Now, do you feel like any of those people, if they had the regular stuffing, they would have been mad if they found out?
Or if they found out, yes. But they would have thought it was delicious.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Because I know a lot of them almost took that first scoop, and then you had to explain.
Yeah.
This one's...
Did you try it? Did you try
it? A little bit, yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, it's your leftover bread with the seasoning, right?
Leftover bread mushed up with bacon and a bunch of seasoning. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
But the turkey was so good. That's my main... I'm mostly turkey... Like, you make it perfect because my main highlights are turkey... The mashed potatoes, which are always amazing, and the bread, which you always put extra care into. So those are my three main things.
White and whiter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it all came out great. And then we moved, and then we had great wine, too. I did this great thing, and this is a little tip from Tom. I think I talked about this a little bit. I went to the special wine place here in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
and you know, just go to the best wine store you can possibly find. And you walk into this place, and it's like Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's this gigantic room, just miles and miles. It seems miles and miles of bottles and stuff. And they have these crazy things from all around the world. Not even anyone who was really great at knowing all this stuff would be still confused at a certain point.
There's yeah.
just too much. And what a great thing to do, and this is what anyone can do in any town, go to the best place that you've got and say you're throwing a party and or you, whatever, or you're going to have a special dinner for some friends. You don't want to break open the real expensive bottle. What's a bottle like around $20 that is going to really blow everybody away? And why that's such a great thing to do is you're talking to a guy whose life is selling wine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm sure there's some shops where the guy hates his job. But for the most part, people that are into it are really into it. So you give him that little challenge. And, you know, they're not spending, you know, a couple $100 on a bottle of wine either. So you give him that little challenge of give me something $20 that's going to blow everybody away.
Yeah.
They're more than happy to be like, oh, come over here. Take a look at this. This is from Spain. Nobody knows about it.
Right.
The wine we had was amazing.
Yeah.
You could have told anybody that was, you know, $200 bottles of wine.
Right.
Easily. And it would have blown your head off.
Now, you seem to be really getting into the wine lately. Is this something you're going to pursue? Are you going to take a sabbatical and go to Italy for a few months and soak it in the soil there?
I would love to. That would be an amazing thing. I actually thought about that a couple of years ago, that would be a cool trip to base your trip on wine.
Right.
Like just go to try and find those places, because it'll bring you to beautiful places.
Yeah.
And you'll spend time and you'll meet people and you'll just using that as the base. But in keeping with our not completely losing it for the holidays, I could easily, at this point, have wine and cheese every day. And right?
It's
darker out. You want to celebrate. It's the warmth of the wine, the comfort of the cheese. It's time to eat that stuff in mass. And that'll go against our trying to fit into our sweaters for the Christmas celebration.
Well, but it seems also that, you know, there's certain, like I felt this year the food was the perfect, like, amount, at least for me. And then, you know, we've done years where we're drinking, we're having cheese before, mm-hmm. we're eating, then we're having a cigar later. It's really turned into like a marathon. But then this, I felt like everyone, because there was even some people that are like, they love the wine, but like red wine usually like slows me down or gives me a headache or something. Everyone was very conscious of like not overdoing it.
I know, which I guess is just the mood of the day, I guess. It's, yeah, there's definitely, sometimes you just let it rip and other times. I did miss the cigar at the end, I will admit.
Yeah.
It really felt like that would have been a perfect capper. But with the dynamics of the room, it didn't feel like we could just disappear.
We would have been like removing ourselves from the holiday.
Yeah, and it wasn't like there was a ton of people, so all of a sudden it's like, well, half the people just left.
And if some of them are drunk, they usually like come out with us and just like watch people do it, but it was the right amount. Like, yeah, it was. And I felt like, because you guys were going away for the weekend, so it was like, let's get off here before it gets too...
It's too crazy.
Crazy. You guys had already started the Polar Express.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. There's some traditions, like we're watching the Polar Express on Thanksgiving night, mm-hmm. which has been a tradition since the kids were very small. I mean, probably 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just change. There's certain traditions you just keep doing just because you kept doing them.
Right.
And that felt like one of them. It was like, even the youngest is just like kind of into it. And it's kind of a sleepy, spooky movie.
Yeah.
Everybody starts getting a little drowsy. By the time the credits were rolling, I think the house was empty.
And you're doing you've done it for what? 12, 15 years.
15 years.
And you 16. Still don't own it, so you just bought Robert Zemeckis another house.
Oh yeah, we couldn't find it.
You
right?
bought it, yeah. You rented it.
Right. We had to rent it. So stupid. Yeah, I know. The amount of money we spend just on rebuying things and re-renting things is pretty ridiculous.
I do think about that because, you know, now that they have Apple Music, remember everything you bought before Apple Music basically threw away your money because you can have everything.
Yeah, they took it all back. You're not allowed to have it.
Well, you can get everything for free now.
Well, you can, yeah, but you've already bought it all.
Yeah.
And it's annoying that you can't, like, there are albums, like, I'll be on a plane and I'll be like, I'm going to listen to Queen. And because I know I bought it probably three times in my life, mm-hmm. probably vinyl, then cassette,
right.
then CD, and then through Apple. And then because I haven't downloaded it,
right.
you can't play it.
Yeah, it sucks.
That is a frustrating thing. Like, you got to plan what stuff you're going to download. It used to be everything that I bought is just on my phone ready yeah. to rock. Yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah, they're not doing a good job of, you know, even when you think about, okay, did you... You bought a CD of this. I've bought this album 20 times.
That's my father's thing for his justification for stealing music online. Like, from, he doesn't belong to any streaming site. He just gets it from wherever he gets it for free.
Yeah,
and that's his justification. He's like, I already bought the album. I already bought Joe Cocker five times. I bought the album twice. I bought the CD. So he's not wrong. And it's, you know, he definitely, at least he was paying for it when the artists were getting the money.
Right.
You know, now you get a fraction of it for the streaming.
Well,
but it is kind of. But the other side of it that's remarkable is, you know, we're sitting here talking about something. You bring up a new band. I put it in. I type it into my iPhone, and then I have all their albums immediately.
Yeah.
That's pretty killer.
Well, even, you know, the Beatles just put out, I think, all the not rehearsal, but just, like, the beginning tracks for, I don't know if it's Abbey Road or just for everything, but yeah. it's, like, a million things. And it's, like, the few things where, oh, you want to hear how they came up with.
Right.
You know.
It's like Dylan's new thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Dylan put out all of the early tracks to Blood on the Tracks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's called, like, More Tracks.
Did he put it out? Because remember I told
yeah,
you that
well,
his manager finally died.
Right,
and so
right.
all these, like, basement tapes are being snuck right. out by engineers and people in the, you know, session players and stuff
because yeah.
nobody knows who owns it. So
yeah, I think he did. But anyway, that, yeah, for albums that you love and want. But, you know, it's that stuff also, you kind of... Fleetwood Mac did the same thing with Rumors, and it's like, it's fun to listen to once
yeah.
and hear like a couple raw things. It's not the kind of thing you're going to, let me pop on the first try of, you know, Tangled Up in Blue.
Right.
You know.
You want to hear something cool, though? And this goes to, what's the last, well, this isn't fair because you get to see a lot of great live music with Live From Here.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard an interview this morning, Ringo Starr and Joe Walsh talking about how they flew into New York last night, took a car right to the Bob Dylan concert, and Joe Walsh said it's the best show he's ever seen.
Really?
And Ringo's like, I've seen him 100 times. He's like, I saw the show when he came to Royal Albert Hall for the first time with the band, and they played electric, and everyone's booing them. He's like, I've seen him 100 times, and I've seen him when he doesn't really enunciate. He's like, but last night was as good as I've ever seen him in 50 years.
Really? And
isn't
he's on tour
cool?
now.
I guess he's doing New York maybe 2 nights.
What are the odds, though, that Joe Walsh and Ringo Starr were high out of their minds?
No, they're both like sober guys.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. Ringo got Joe sober, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he married Barbara Bach. Remember Ringo and Daisy Duke did Caveman the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And I think after that, they both got sober because that'll make you do a lot of drugs, I think.
That would be fun. Well, that would be fun to see.
Maybe you can get him on Live From Here. That would be a get.
He's at the Beacon.
Yeah, I think he's doing a few nights, right?
through December 1st.
Oh, nice.
Which is?
Saturday.
Saturday's the 1st. Friday's the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So you might be able to sneak in?
I would have to give up performing at the Cellar to go see it.
Or go on later?
Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I mean, that's he's a guy on the list, right? You got to see before.
I've seen him.
Oh, you have seen him?
Yeah.
But he wasn't any good?
He was great.
Oh, okay. Because my parents saw him when he was just doing like a baseball field and it wasn't audible.
No, I saw him. He was amazing, actually. And it was him and his. It was like when he kind of had that resurgence. Time out of mind or time out of something.
Mm-hmm.
And he just like dialed it back in, like in the early 2000s. And he just kind of like focused it back in and it was great. Ooh. Would you go see Bob Dylan for $300?
Glee. I would wait until.
$400?
I would wait until about a half hour before and see how much the tickets are.
How about final row of the Beacon, way up top, against the wall, last row for $280. Oofa.
I mean, compared to Springsteen, you think Dylan isn't as good as Springsteen?
Yeah, that Springsteen ticket
it's
now
$1,000?
No, because he's only got 3 weeks left.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can't get in for under two.
He's going to keep going.
That's what I think. He's going to probably reboot and
that's
go to
like
the spring.
That's a musician's dream that he can do that in New York and sell it out. I mean, that's the key, right? Everyone's worried about playing arenas. If you can play, what is that place, 1,500, 2,000?
Yeah.
If you can do that every night for the rest of your life, you wouldn't be happy? That's perfect.
I know. That is a good deal. Ooh, that's very intriguing. Go see Dylan and blow off my spots.
Well, you're going to be there for...
I'm going to be there Friday and Saturday, but I've got shows at the Cellar after live from here.
Right. But I'm saying you're going to be in New York for like the next weekend too. So
yeah, but I don't think Dylan is.
Right, that's what I mean. So you'll be back, but he won't.
Right. It's whether I blow off the Cellar to... Yeah.
So I feel like you haven't seen, like, a show in a while,
I saw Phosphorescent.
No, it doesn't count.
It was good.
That's what's making me worry.
That I'm seeing bands like Phosphorescent?
That you said they're good. You have to... You went from Jeff Lynne to Phosphorescent.
Phosphorescent is no joke. Download it right now on your streaming devices and give it a listen. It's great. You would like this music. He's a singer-songwriter. He's got a cool band behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And I've listened to him for a long time in case KCRW was putting on a show.
Oh, yeah?
And we ran down and saw it at last minute. Yeah, it was great.
My yoga teacher loves to give the names of songs because that's one of her big things is she digs the playlist.
Yeah.
And I literally thought the iPod went off because it was just like this. It was almost like a static sound, but it was just like a ding. And at the end, she goes, "That song was Sagittarius." I was like, "That was a song?" It sounded like your iPod turned off.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine that? You could just play... Hit
one note,
one key for 3 minutes, and you're like, all right, we're done.
Go tour. I always think about that. Like, if I were to do something like that, like DJ something or like play songs with one note and then go on tour, like, you couldn't do it like looking like us. But yeah. If you wore like a mask, nobody knew, like, they thought you were like a 25-year-old,
right?
You know, you just have to like put on some cool mask and be like, oh, you mean the monkey guy?
Yeah,
he's got that great album out.
Because he's got the same laptop you do.
Yeah.
He's just sitting up there and throwing thousands of people.
Totally. Doing the same thing.
And Artie Lang was always like, I want to go to one of those shows and be like, check your email. Check your email. It's like, that's what he's doing. He's just checking Facebook.
Yeah.
While the playlist plays.
So it's funny, like when you do something, when you skip something that you want to do, then... It's like if you don't satisfy that urge and you kind of walk around thinking about it until you do. And because we skipped a big after dinner holiday cigar, mm-hmm. it's all I've been able to think about. I brought it with me on my went with my family for the weekend, knowing there's no way I'm gonna leaving the party's one thing, leaving a getaway with four people to go sit in the yard, and that's not happening. So, but I have been thinking about it, and also watching a lot of Turner Classic Movies during this holiday season. I always put that's the first thing I throw on TV, see if it's something I can take. And everybody in a suit and tie sitting inside smoking a cigar. We watched Miracle on 34th Street, the original. Such a great, perfect film. And Fred Mertz is in it, and he's just smoking a cigar the whole time. And it's very. And then we put on Christmas Vacation.
Oh, okay.
And you know that scroungy uncle with mm-hmm. the toupee. He's got like a disgusting cigar, and also the cousin Eddie.
Yeah, comes, cousin Eddie.
He's got a big disgusting cigar, and my family's like, "Does that still make you think cigars are elegant?" So I am walking around thinking about it. But what we did get to satisfy was the pie and the pie and the pie contest. And
I will say, even the pie was like a little less feverish this year because the meal was so good.
Yeah. Everybody
seemed like everyone had like maybe a piece. You try something.
What I felt we should have done, and this was, I think, the only flaw in the presentation of Thanksgiving, and Cynthia had brought it up, that she had wished we had more time at the table. So you have this great table. Everybody's hanging out. The meal's really, really good. And then everybody eventually drifts away. But it would have been good to take the pies rather than have them on the island there. And we had the big contest and we're judging the pies. And that took us away from the table. We should have put the pies back on the table and all sat around there, had coffee, and extended it a little bit longer there.
You think?
It's like once you move into the, once you grab pie and then you walk into the kitchen, into the family room, and you're sitting on that soft couch, that's it. Night's over. I felt like a return to the table probably would have.
Maybe, yeah, because everyone was kind of like standing up eating pie. Maybe would have slammed a few more pieces.
But to be fair, there was a lot of drama around the pie contest. This has become quite a thing. Charlotte came out with two chocolate pies, and then you came out with your vanilla pie.
Wait, she had two?
Yeah, she had two. There's still some in the fridge right now.
What was the other one?
The same thing, just two.
Oh, okay.
And then your friend brought sweet potato pie.
Yeah.
Which were two different colors but the same pie.
Yeah, they're different kinds of
sweet potatoes. Those were really good. That was like an underdog surprise, but not eligible for the contest. It's like running the marathon but not being signed up. And we left the whole voting up to a 7-year-old, who was adorable. She was very funny, a good addition to the meal and the holiday. And she gave you like a half thumbs up, and then she gave the chocolate pie a huge aggressive thumbs up with a smile and stood up on her toes, and took the title.
Yeah,
gave Charlotte the title, and. But of course, you know, then she said as soon after, my favorite thing in the world is chocolate. So there's no way she could have really messed up that pie and you still would have been the victor.
Yeah, I felt like I was the Christians at the Coliseum. She was just giving thumbs up and thumbs down. Instead of your kid, just eat your pudding.
Yeah. I don't know how you beat it. I guess you could try and match her crust. You could try and remember we talked about she mail ordered her pudding from the East Coast to make sure that she had the award winning pudding.
Right.
And as my family does with every Amazon order, you think you're ordering two pieces and you're actually ordering two cases.
Oh, so.
So now I've got literally cases of pudding, which is only made once a year.
Yeah, all you need is, well, what is she making with? Does she make it with milk?
Yeah. Yeah, milk and
soy milk.
Milk in that mix, and now the real deal.
Oh,
so everybody gives up the almond milk, soy milk, low-fat milk for the holiday.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they go all in. So that was really good. The pies were amazing.
Yeah.
Pumpkin pie was amazing. The new apple pie was incredible.
Not made by Apple, but just the fruit.
Yeah, just the from...
They're
from,
probably getting into pies soon.
Oh, God. Yeah. What are they doing with show business? I read a thing that they're going to eat show business. Apple's literally, I'm not sure who they're buying from or what they're doing, but apparently they're going to change all of show business.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but
just put everything on the Apple TV?
Yeah, I guess, and squeeze out the Netflix. I don't know how it's going to work.
Well, Amazon did it right because they blended in people ordering everything with a TV. So, like, everyone gets the Fire Stick if they basically give it to you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what TV should do. Everyone's still got internet. Just give everyone TV for free, and you'll end up watching it.
Like but the old days.
Yeah.
You pay for Netflix. You pay for Amazon Prime. You pay for Hulu. You pay for DirecTV. You pay for Spectrum.
Well, most people don't pay for DirecTV. They'll pay for internet. Because that's why internet is probably more. Remember, internet used to be like $30, and now it's like $65.
Well, my DirecTV is my internet.
Oh, okay.
Because they merged with AT&T.
So they just bundle it?
Yeah. But, you know, that's five different things. And Apple Music, all flying off my credit card every month.
Yeah.
It's a lot. The kids love Spotify. So I don't know. Anyway, I just heard that Apple's going to eat all of show business, so we might want to get in bed with them.
I think we were on some list for best clean podcast. Like
oh, yeah?
A list of, like, somebody had a list of 10, and we were on there.
Recently?
And, yeah. It was, forget the website, but it was, they had Bill Burr on there, so I don't know if they've listened to that podcast, but he's part of the part of our funny network.
That's really funny. I'm going to go visit with Joe Rogan next Tuesday.
Oh, nice.
Oh, next Monday, or the 3rd. And then we have our podcast on the 4th.
Well, what are you going to talk about? You can just tell him you really like cigars, and then maybe you'll get to do a show about cigars. That'll be the next one.
Yeah. Yeah, I should spread it.
I did see that he, remember that he gave you that elk meat.
Yeah.
That I actually tried, the elk sausage.
So good.
I think he ended up...
Oh, yeah, with a fireman.
Yeah, he gave his chef or somebody had, like, access to his stuff. Because does he live up there?
No, because, yeah, he's got a house that was in near the fires.
Right, so there's a guy that went into his refrigerators and defrosted all the meat and cooked it for the firefighters.
Yeah, they were worried if it was going to be able to keep or not.
Yeah,
so they just started cooking it up and fed all the firefighters. Yeah, really great.
Yeah.
I know, I saw that picture of the grill filled with it. It's so good. All that stuff. It's some of the, I don't know, if it's. I just get excited because I know where it came from, but it is some of the best meat I've ever eaten. And it just feels more kind. In a way.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people cooking. Like, I think Dave Grohl brought, like, some kind of food truck and cooked for firefighters.
Oh, yeah.
That was really cool.
That's cool.
So I don't know.
So that's the good part about burning down around Hollywood.
Yeah.
You get to meet a lot of celebrities when you put out.
I guess.
That doesn't happen in Ojai. Everybody was just getting, like, granola from old hippies. Here you got Dave Grohl making you breakfast. Those fires were intense.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, that is great. So, all in all, a successful Thanksgiving. It was a lot of fun. Everything came out great. And now we're moving into the next phase. And I, for the first time in years, am not cooking for Christmas.
Mm.
We're going to someone else's home.
Nice.
So, normally, that's like... It's more work, but I usually do the Feast of Seven Fishes.
Right.
Which is an old Italian thing where you cook different fishes for Christmas Eve. And for the first time, I'm not doing it. And I feel like, wow, that's it. I'm kind of done. Now I just have to, like, shop and show up at other people's homes and eat.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
So
maybe that's the thing. Maybe your 10 o'clock yoga, my running, it's kind of like the, you know, it's not very obvious thing, but... If you go completely crazy and exercise as much as you can and really go after it, just know that anytime you really work hard, you get a treat.
Yeah.
Then you can have your wine and cheese that night.
Well,
but
yeah.
But you have to put in the hours to earn it.
You felt like you earned it because we had that killer like 3-week thing that started from like Florida to. Like I told like a road comic that we did that fly from Florida, drive to San Luis Obispo, yeah. And then back, and they were like, "Man, I would have never done that."
Our fall was completely packed. I literally, since we got back for Thanksgiving, tonight is the first time I'm doing stand up in 2 weeks.
Okay,
literally, and I haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah,
and feels good. We definitely needed it. It was definitely a huge push with a lot of different shows and a lot of different things. And it was like, now I can tell simply because in the middle of the scrum, like in the middle of October, and it'd be like, I would wake up and be like, oh, I got to go to the Comedy Store tonight. And I got to go do that appointment at 4:00. Now I wake up and I'm like, okay, so the Comedy Store tonight, that'll be fun. And then I got this other appointment and that'll be cool. And it's purely just not being exhausted.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like the effects of taking that time off, which seemed like it wasn't time off. It happened very quickly. Mm-hmm. But you don't realize it, but your whole nervous system kind of gets reset. Like, okay, now we can go do it again.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and like 4 or 5 things in a week doesn't seem like I'm doing one up in San Francisco, and it's like a daytime thing, and it was like, hey, there's an 8 a.m. flight. I can do the show at noon, and then I can fly back at like 3.
Oh, that's great.
And then normally I'd be like, well, I should go in the night before. I was like, after that trip that we did, I was like, nah, let's just do it in one day. It's easy.
I think a lot of times we're a lot more cautious, but so many people got caught in those in that snowstorm. On Sunday.
Oh, really?
The whole Midwest. There was over 1,000 canceled flights.
Oh, shoot.
And it's like, you know, if you have a gig planned for that, and I'm sure that you're just not going to make it.
Yeah.
But a lot of these places, it's like, I'm going to do wait. They don't fly you in and put you up for 2 nights. They're just like, get here on the day of, and we'll do it.
Yeah.
I guess over 20 years, they realize probably maybe 1 or 2 people didn't make it.
Right.
Right? And then they're good to go. So I guess maybe we just are more cautious and worry and care more than.
Well, I mean, we just did. We did probably 5 of those gigs with like 3 hours of sleep, you know, because we would go to the airport at like 4 in the morning. So like, if I got to get up at 7,
yeah,
that's nothing.
Yeah, right. Exactly. We're much stronger than that. So did you do a big Cyber Monday? Did you go crazy and order up all your gifts?
Well, I got, you know, my TV died, so I got, that was the big thing for me.
That's your gift.
Yeah, so that's, I don't think I'll be doing too much of, I mean, nothing's that appealing, right? There's not like a thing that you like must have.
Well, you're supposed to be thinking about others, Paul.
I know, but I'm saying like, what is the big get? For you. So do you just buy a bunch of gift cards or what do you do?
I mean, what do I get for other people? Well, I don't know. It's just kids and my wife, really.
Because they mostly try to get you to buy like their devices, all the Amazon devices. And so then you got to teach people how to use those. And then you got to tell them that they're not listening to every word that you're saying, which I think they probably are anyway. So
yeah, a friend of mine sent me another story of a murder case, and they brought in the Alexa.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Because it's not like you're saying, Alexa, listen to me kill this person. So it's recording stuff even when you're not
right.
Right. It's recording all the time.
Yeah.
And my friend's like, you really shouldn't have this. You really shouldn't have this in your house. And she keeps telling me, like, you know, they're listening, they're watching. I'm like, I don't care. They put on music when I ask them to. But yeah, I guess she's right. I mean, if they bring it in and they want to listen to that whole day of what happened in the house, unless they think Alexa just comes on when you're being stabbed and you hear, ow.
Yeah.
And it sounds like Alexa.
Well, the
make noises that sounds like Alexa, and then she listens.
The freaky thing is, like, with cameras now, they can, like, there's a camera, I don't know if it's the iPhone, but there's a camera that I have that it records, like, 5 seconds before you push the button.
Yeah.
So that's
the
freaky.
The live feature.
So then basically you have everything in there somewhere.
I know. And that's another thing. You don't own any of those photos anymore. They're all up on the cloud.
Yeah.
When I got my new laptop and they asked, do you want to download your photos? And I was like, yeah, of course. And then I realized, and then it was like, okay, importing 25,000 photos.
Right.
I was like, oh, no, I don't want that. So who has them? So they're up just floating in the cloud.
Yeah.
Which I guess is good for a fire. You don't have, everything burned up because the fire's not going to get to the cloud.
Yeah.
I guess that's the way you look at it.
Well, I've been trying to, like, trim that down because obviously the day-to-day photos, you're taking pictures of, you know, things at the store. And I don't know if I'm not 20, I might be, like, 15 or 16,000, but it's, like, a set date. I think it's, like, 2012, maybe.
Uh-huh.
That was when the Apple must have started the cloud.
Right.
So, like, I have, like, everything photographed from 2012, and then anything before that, I really got to dig.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, there's, you know, TV appearances that I'm trying to find, but I've got, like, 90 photos of me in a bathroom at the hotel I was at, you know?
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, so now we go into this next phase of just kind of enjoying the holidays and going to the supermarket the day after Thanksgiving, or like a couple days after, it's almost like it's so effortless. There's nobody there.
Yeah.
I'm just picking up stuff for like three people to eat. Everyone's just calm. The people at the register are just like doing their nails. What a treat. So I'm going to knock out a couple different new breads. And then...
That's what you have to name your goal, because you basically perfected Thanksgiving. What do you work on now?
The breads.
So what kind of bread?
It's time to move. Yeah. Well, we've got the country loaves all down. It's time to be bold and try some focaccia.
Yeah.
And maybe some brioche. And maybe, I'm kind of giving up on
artisan bread? Is that a...
That's what I make now.
I don't know if you heard that joke that I did. I was like, everyone... I forget what I said. You can have artisan bread, which means that you put a couple sunflower seeds on it and a twig.
Yeah.
That's what everyone thinks it is, right? They have artisan Triscuits. It's like, what's on there?
Yeah.
What does that mean, artisan?
It means that you as the artist just are taking care and making it. It's not mass-produced.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I don't know. I'm asking you. It seems like people are... If Triscuits is using it, then I feel like they're kind of like...
Maybe this podcast is artisan.
They're molesting the name a little bit if they're using it for Triscuits.
Well, it wouldn't be fair if we wrapped up this podcast without...
It might be fair.
Giving you some bad jokes before we leave. Just ones you can tell around the... As you're sitting in a restaurant and flirting with the waitress or at the cashier, and you don't want to say really busy today. If you want to come up with some other lame thing to say, maybe some of these horrible jokes will get you through. You know, a lot of people say that we are comedians, we should have these jokes in our heads, and we don't, but we have them in our computer. So
this is why we wrote our own jokes, because all the ones out there are so bad.
This is why I'm driving all the way down to Comedy Magic Club tonight.
Did you
try out jokes I wrote and care for?
In the video, I started with the most perfect song ever for this segment. I'm already hearing it right now in the background as the Bee Gees. I started a joke. Started the whole world crying.
You know what's amazing? I'm just looking right now. I have this pretty much a brand new laptop. And already on like the mouse pad part of it, mm-hmm. it's like you could see where I've been using my hand all the time.
Your grease?
Maybe that's what it is. Is it just grease? How do you keep a laptop clean?
You can just wipe it down a little bit.
Just wipe it down once in a while?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's just that'll do it. Finger grease.
All right, I'm going to do a quick round of horrible things.
Oh, boy.
Some bad jokes that are so bad, you just have to laugh. That's what they're telling us. Ready?
Yep.
You've heard a lot of these. Why can't a nose be 12 inches long?
I don't know.
Because then it'll be a foot. What's the best time to go to the dentist?
2:30.
Nice. Why does Piglet smell?
He's a pig.
Because he plays with poo.
Yikes.
Why did Mozart kill all his chickens?
I don't know.
Because when he asked them who the best composer was, they all said, Bach, Bach, Bach.
That's grounds for murder? Oh, by the way, that's the best. Did you get through Buster Scruggs?
Yeah, it's great.
So the best, that's why the bird reminded me of that, the one dog story. No, remember the act, the sideshow act?
Yeah.
Did you see that one coming or no?
No, I didn't.
The best.
I mean, I did once.
As soon as you saw the bird, it was like.
Yeah, as soon as the bird was like, good at, all those people cheering for it, you're like, oh no. I recommend that highly. Why do crabs never give to charity?
I don't know.
Because they're shellfish.
Penny pinchers.
Oh, can you take any more? How do astronomers organize a party?
I don't know.
They plan it. Did you see the rover thing land?
No, what happened?
It landed successfully. People were crying and overjoyed.
Oh, I saw the nerds in the control room.
Yeah.
What did they find, though?
That it's cold. Last night I dreamed that I was a muffler. I woke up exhausted.
See, at least these are short.
Yeah, it's a fun little round.
Well, that one you plowed through, that's like... That should get you a bunch of acting gigs that you had the commitment to get through that 3-minute one.
What did one plate say to the other?
I don't know.
Lunch is on me. What did the big chimney say to the little chimney?
I don't know.
You're too young to smoke. Oof.
That's a pretty
All bad. Right, and we'll end with this one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't dinosaurs talk?
I don't know.
Because they're dead. That's not so bad. All right. As you can see, the Christmas lights are up. The tree is up in the other room.
Oh, my goodness.
The train is up.
The train is up.
Yes. It's not leaving it to the kids to populate the village with characters hobos. And stuff, and hobos and cows and what have you. But it's all up. It's all happening. So get out there and enjoy your life.